Welcome to the Whole Damn Vibe podcast. I'm your host, Steph Wharton, and I'm on a mission to help folks realize you can have a life that's a whole damn vibe. You can create more white space in your calendar, take up new hobbies, and do more of the things that make you truly happy. Tune in as we discuss all things taking up space, making scary decisions, and unapologetically breaking the rules to build the business and life of your dreams. One of the main reasons that a lot of people come to work with me, and specifically come to work with me to help them confidently embrace their speaker identity, is that speaking gets to look like so many different things, right? Like if you are terrified at the idea of speaking because you think that that looks like being super in demand, super famous, popular, speaking in person on a stage in front of like thousands of people, and you're like, oh, like that is so intimidating. And you're basically writing off speaking as an entire strategy because it's just not your cup of tea. Like it's not how you like to show up, to take up space, to speak, to do anything. And you'd rather like curl up at home, literally talk to nobody and just read a book, watch Netflix and do nothing that even remotely resembles being social or extroverted. Like I get it. Of course you would write off speaking, right? Because you're painting this entire very, in this case, scary picture around what speaking really gets to look like. But when it comes to embracing your speaker identity, one of the things that I love about this entire concept, about my frameworks and how I coach clients, is that your speaker identity doesn't necessarily have to speak. I know. Hear me out. I know that sounds like super contradictory, does not make any sense at all. You're like, well, being a speaker is speaking. That's literally the definition of speaking, right? But when it comes to speaking, it's really about using your voice, and you get to use your voice in so many different ways. So when we coach with my clients on their speaker identity, on being visible, we really boil it down to what is going to allow you to take up space in the boldest, most like confident, badass way. Read, take up space. You can take up space through blogging. Blogging is you writing and using your voice, sharing your own thoughts, concepts, experiences, etc., right? Like you're literally sharing your truth. You're using your voice, even if it's through writing. Because when you write a book, as an example, you're using your voice again. You're telling stories. So whether it's through written word, whether it's through speaking on a stage, there's so many different ways to speak, right? There's so many ways to get out there. So you get to find ways that essentially honor you as an individual, that honor you as a brand and as a business owner, and whatever ways it is that you want to serve, that you want to share your story, that you want to connect with people, that you want to build relationships, and that you want to deliver your deeper mission of impact, right? Like, how do you want to help people? And you get to do that in whatever medium you want. But at the end, you are building thought leadership, right? Like you are practicing that day in and day out, and you're building that confidence around your voice and around what you stand for, so that you can speak more, so you can take up more space, you can be seen, and you can connect with people that deeply resonate and need your unique perspective, right? So as you build these relationships could lead to a number of things. It could lead to you making a difference and inspiring people and helping them in some way. It could lead to more speaking / collaboration opportunities. It could lead to people hiring you. It could lead to you hiring other people. It could lead to a new business bestie. Like the options / potential is endless there. So speaking in itself gets to be like a catalyst for all these other opportunities, whether it's revenue generating or not, for your business, your brand, and just you as a human being that craves community, right? A lot of the people in my community, like you listening in right now, you love to collaborate. You love to connect with people, to make friends, and to feel like this isn't just you sitting in your office working day in and day out. Even the most introverted people that I have connected with in online space, you still like to connect with others, even if it's in a more limited capacity, because you value that, right? You value connection and just like real, genuine human connection, not just followers on socials, right? Like you couldn't care less about going viral or having a million followers, 10K followers and whatnot. Maybe you want that kind of reach and exposure in order to serve more people and to create even more impact than you're able to create with your current community as it is. But again, it's not because of the numbers, it's because of the impact that you want to create. So there's so many different speaking opportunities that you can entertain in order to become more visible, right? So some to explore would be, you might want to interview on a podcast. Maybe you want to speak at a virtual event like a conference, or maybe you want to be a guest coach inside of some program like a membership or a group coaching program. Maybe you want to do in-person speaking events. Maybe you want to collaborate with somebody to create something new, right? Like, I've gone ahead and considered hosting a podcast with a co-host. That's a way to be visible. That's a way to speak. That's a way to collaborate. Maybe something I have done, because that co-hosting a podcast was just a consideration and didn't actually end up doing it. What I did actually do was I collaborated with somebody to create a program, and we welcomed so many clients into it. It was such a vibe. We put it together. We came up with the idea together. We put the entire curriculum. We put together all our marketing. We launched it, and then we hosted the program itself together. That was a collaboration. That expanded our reach and our visibility, because we were essentially coming together, collaborating, and now reaching both of our mutual communities, right? So you're getting in front of new audiences while putting in less work. It's so freaking awesome. And as you do that, you continue to practice and basically do the work when it comes to trying out different ways of sharing your message, to saying things either the same way, in different ways, and you build that confidence around yourself, your mission, your brand, and essentially your speaker identity in order to make a greater impact in both your business as you grow your community, make new connections, and increase your revenue, but also create more impact upon these communities, these people that you are now connecting with, that you're getting more in front of through all these collaborations and speaking opportunities. So it's really not limited to just speaking on a stage. You get to find ways that really feel good to you, and you get to go on your own visibility tour, right? You get to customize it the way that you want to. I think I may have mentioned this before, but throughout the entire visibility tour challenge, we don't just have prompts that help you to create video-based content and written content in order to attract speaking opportunities out of the blue, but we also focus on journaling. I think every 5 different prompts, I have 2 bonus prompts throughout the entire challenge. So it's probably like a total of 6 or maybe 8 bonus prompts that dig deeper into what's holding you back from taking up space as a speaker. What experience do you have? What do you want to create? What change do you want to create through speaking, right? And all these different questions that allow you to really explore what it is that you want to build, what kind of legacy you want to leave behind through speaking, through your brand, through your business, as a way to guide this movement. I don't know if to call it a movement. Let's take a step back. As a way to essentially guide this entire intention to show up and take up more space and be more bold and unapologetic about the things that you care so deeply about, because you have that why at the forefront, right? You have such a personal connection to the reason as to why you want to speak, as to why you want to take up space and be louder, right? So that will guide the entire challenge. And not only that, but help uncover some of the blocks that might be holding you back from taking up space. And that's why I actually love this program is evergreen, right? So you can technically join whenever, but we are having a live cohort, another one, this coming April. And we're actually going to be coaching day in and day out. And I love, 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 love that, because the last round, one of the key almost like takeaways, feedback, like little testimonial, if you will, that I kept receiving from so many people was the fact that, especially for the people that didn't have any or as much speaking experience, it was the confidence that they were able to walk away with through the challenge because of how much they were challenging themselves to take action and to explore the thoughts and what was coming up behind the scenes, right? So pairing both of those for an entire month and getting coached every single day as things come up, as you're trying to create content, as you're doing the work both internally and externally to attract all these speaking opportunities, you end up growing, learning, and experiencing so much that you walk away feeling so much more confident, right? Like, you're freaking ready. You are already embracing your speaker identity and you're ready for that next step. you're ready to not only just book out your visibility tour, which you already did, right? You've got so many speaking engagements lined up for the rest of the year or for the next of the quarter, depending on how far ahead you want to plan all these things. But now you're ready to take visibility and speaking to that next step, right? You're ready to monetize visibility, which is what we touch on inside the speaker mini mind. But I will digress. I feel like I'm going to this entire very passionate kind of riff into all the potential, all the things that become possible the deeper you go into your speaker identity, the deeper you go into experiencing and putting into action essentially what speaking and visibility can bring about for your business and your brand. But with that said, just start getting creative. I want to tell you to start with that, right? Start getting creative. Think outside the box. What is it that you want to do when it comes to visibility, when it comes to speaking, right? Like, what kind of opportunities do you want to attract? Set that intention and you're going to be amazed at what comes about it. Like, I've had people go through the challenge, only consume one video where they're starting to set the intention. They're starting to like barely touch the surface or scratch the surface when it comes to putting themselves out there as a speaker online. And they've already booked multiple speaking opportunities because of that, right? Just watching one single video module. So go ahead and do that. Think outside the box, set the intention, join us inside of the challenge if you're freaking ready to go all in and book your visibility tour. But start with those two steps and essentially kick off the next / the upcoming journey of your visibility, your speaker identity. The Visibility Tour Challenge is coming back for a live round this April. Whether you want to book more podcast interviews, paid guest speaking gigs, or simply hop on more joint Instagram lives, this is a challenge for you. Together, we will spend 30 days creating content that positions you as an in-demand speaker so that you can spread your mission of impact on a larger scale while attracting speaking opportunities out of the blue. Join us for 30 days of prompts, accountability, coaching, and a whole lot of fun as you surround yourself with other speakers on a similar journey as you. Doors open March 13th for an April 1st start. You can enroll right now through the link in the show notes.